It's great to have you all back. We've got a full house here at the Pizza House on Church Street in Ann Arbor. We're glad you could come out. Coach Harbaugh, glad you could join us.
Good to see you, Jim.
On the eve of the 2016 season, approaching it with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, right?
Right.
That also happens to be the title of the book that David Turnley is here to talk about tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic book. Have you got a copy yet?
I do not have a copy yet, but David said that he would fix me up. We're going to talk to David tonight about the book. He is here signing copies and selling books for our fans. And that was one of those things. As a graduate, came to you, and he was really all access with you last year. And you see now the finished product. What did you think of the book when it came out, when he showed you the book?
We'd seen so many pictures throughout the year. David always would share them daily, weekly, monthly. We had some slideshows. He'd show me. Sometimes when he got a shot, he would show me on his camera, or email a good one throughout the year. So I knew what we had, and to see it in a book. Probably the best night was the night we gave a copy to each of the members of the team that were the players and coaches that were on the team the previous year, and to watch how excited they were, and then going from guy to guy and getting their books signed just like they were high school yearbooks, and hey, I'm on page 93, and it was they find themselves in there. That was the best moment that I can think of.
Cool. One of the other things I want to talk about before we get to a break, the one thing you do in fall that I love a lot is that there are a few kids that get scholarships that are walk-ons, that aren't in a grant and aid situation. And this week you gave three kids scholarships. Tell me about that and who they are and the reaction of the team.
Well, A.J. Pearson, who's a safety defensive back, Garrett Moores, who is a quarterback, receiver, and now he's an expert holder. We've been told the starting holder will be Garrett Moores.
We've been told he is the all-pro holder.
Quintessential holder. He's so good. And it takes all three. It takes the snap, the hold, and the kick to have a successful field goal. But he's outstanding. Mike Rabluski is the other youngster that got a scholarship. And as far as the reaction of the team, guys were really happy for all three, as you can imagine. And we didn't really make any deal of it. It just
that's why I wanted to, because I think it's great. Robo, as they call Robleski, is one of those guys that everybody loves, and here he is busting his tail out there. Yeah. Not to get rewarded with that scholarship, that's just huge.
It is. I mean, it is great. We've never differentiated. We don't ever make the differentiation between scholarship and non-scholarship, or even we never use the term walk-on. You're right. It is a neat moment to, and I know Garrett was, and they all were happy. They shake your hand and say thanks, but really it's them that did the work. It's me saying thanks to them for the hard work that they put in.
Well, it was a great day, and we're glad you did it, and thank you for telling us the story. Coming up tonight, we'll talk a little bit of Hawaii. They are Michigan's first game on the schedule next Saturday. We'll also talk to Director of Player Personnel, Tony Tuiati. He is in Ann Arbor now working with Jim and his staff. We'll get an update on the rules from Dick Honig, our expert. Everything you need to know about traffic and how to enter the big house and what you can take with you into the seats. We'll get all the information on that from Joe Persanti. David Turnley returns. His book, Enthusiasm Unknown to Mankind, is out. It's ready for purchase. He's here tonight. We'll talk about the book. He's also signing his book and selling them out in the lobby. And if you're out there and you want to get a good look at that book and you want to have David sign it, come on over to the Pizza House. He'll be here starting at 8 o'clock signing those books. Your questions on questionnaires that we pass out, and also questions from the audience who are listening on the radio at Brandy Mancan on Twitter. And we'll be back. We'll have more Inside Michigan Football. This is the IMG Sports Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Inside Michigan Football with Jim Harbaugh. We're glad that you could join us. And don't forget, Michigan plays Hawaii on Saturday, the opener from Ann Arbor. You can hear the game on WWJ News Radio 950. Saturday kickoff is at noon, but we start with the tailgate show at 9 o'clock with Doug Karsh and John Jansen. Let's talk football, Jim Harbaugh. Let's talk about captains. Another great honor for kids, young men who are playing football to be named captain, and you named two captains this week. And those guys were voted on by their teammates, yeah. Jake Butt and Chris Wormley.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing about it, that it's their teammates exclusively who are voting for those captains. Jake Butt on offense, Chris Wormley on defense. Both great great players here for Michigan and great teammates. You know, you see them often and almost even catch them in the act of working with a younger player, giving a tip to another tight end or another defensive end, and that always speaks volumes when you know see a teammate do that and lift another guy up, and just wanting to see the team be good, and very two unselfish guys, two great teammates.
The other thing that you have talked about, and you did today at your press conference at 2:30, you said the waters have been hot, mm-hmm. which means the competition yeah. in this camp has been hot, and you have really liked that competition has made young players better.
Yeah, no question. And even more important, I think the players themselves have liked it. They have liked the fact that they're getting pushed themselves, and they see it. They see, I had more than a handful of players tell me that because they had competition at their position and they thought that it made them a better player.
The quarterback situation is the same boat, where you've had kids, young men, working since the summertime, mm-hmm. Two, three, four of them, and they've come into camp and they've really, really improved. And I know that you've said they've all given you their best shot in camp. And while you're not letting everybody know out there who is going to be the starter, you don't have a problem with any of them out there and the work they've done, do you?
Really, really happy with the work they've done. Really, really pleased with just how they've tightened their games. You know, their focus is good, but they're not playing tight. You know, they're physically, tight mentally, but loose physically, and you really need to do that at both at the same time. Feel great about the level of play. I think it's better than it was this time last year, as a group and individually. So that's good.
When you talk about playing loose, that speaks to confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Confidence and really being focused and loose at the same time. It's very important. It'd be like standing on the free throw line, and you got to sink the last free throw to tie the game or win the game. And the guy that's so focused and muscles tight, I can't miss, and he shoots it up there, and it's an air ball. And then, or the opposite guy who's he's thinking about three different things: who's in the crowd, and his shoes are untied, and he just goes up there and fires one up there. It's neither one of the best. The best thing is to be focused and loose at the same time.
Yeah. Also, this year you bring in a new defensive coordinator. Now, you and I have talked a lot about this through the spring and early fall, but for a radio show tonight, Don Brown comes from Boston College. When DJ Durkin left and went to Maryland as the head coach, it didn't take you long once you interviewed Don Brown from Boston College to say, man, this is the guy. Did it.
And it didn't. No, it didn't. He was the top choice, top guy. And first learned, a lot of people called people that I knew in football and talked to them. They gave two or three guys. Don Brown was continually one of those guys. But yes, after I talked to him, that was How can we get you here? What is it going to take? Okay. What do we have to do? Just tell me. We'll make it happen.
I don't want to have you tell me stories out of school here. But when you're in that meeting, what's that thing that you said? I got to have this guy. What did he do? What was he saying?
It's just his track record. That's the one thing. Everything he's done. He's It's been successful. The people that I knew and trusted that had been around him and worked with him, they said he was a teacher. That's what I was looking for, somebody who was a teacher. Coaching and teaching are so synonymous. And when I first met him, it was just instant. I just liked the way he looked. I liked the way he talked. You know, I like having some of that Boston accent here in Ann Arbor. You don't hear it that much.
It's good to have him here. And from what I understand, and you spend a lot of time with the offense, he will bring it on defense. He will get after you, and he's very aggressive, isn't he?
Very, very. And Kevin Lempa is the defensive coordinator for Hawaii, was on the Boston College staff the last 3 years, and also worked with Don Brown at Maryland the 2 years before that. So very similar style, very similar defense. And you know, that's been an advantage, I think. You know, we've had that been working against Don's system, very aggressive, and learning how to, you know, attempting to pick up some of the heat that you talk about. I mean, it's constant. So and we'll have a good idea what we're facing on Saturday.
That's one of those things that you like to talk about. You're forging iron. You want to make sure you get the highest heat. That way you're steeled against the high heat when it comes during a game.
Yeah, well, we've been – they're so good at it. I mean, this it's a our defense has gotten really good at the tempo of their blitzes, their patterns. And it's very hard to pick up. So – and it was difficult for our own offense, but it was the best thing we could possibly be seeing day after day in practice, because then you start to learn how to, and then it starts to slow down, and then you have a better chance of being successful.
Take a bite of your hamburger. We'll be right back with more from Coach Jim Harbaugh. But first, we're going to tell you that we're at the Pizza House in Ann Arbor. We will be every Monday night for Inside Michigan Football. I see Billy Taylor here, number 42. Touchdown Billy Taylor, he's in the crowd.
Hey, Billy.
Yep. And we're here every Monday night, so come on out and join us or listen on WWJ News Radio 950 or WTKA 1050 AM in Ann Arbor. Stay with us. More with Jim Harbaugh, including your questions and questions from Twitter. This is Michigan Football on the IMG Sports Network.